evening. It is 6:04, the 26th of the 11th, 2015, and we've got a cracking day outside, mate. 35 degrees. No, I don't think so. How are you, Dean?
Got it wrong yesterday. Yeah, I'm well, mate. How are you?
Very good, mate. A little bit peed off with this weather, I've got to say.
Pick it, isn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, man. Very, very tough. You try being a charter operator. Extremely difficult. But hey, we're alive.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, getting a little bit of fishing done.
Yeah, Mitch, how you going?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We caught him out there.
We did.
I was getting into the music. There you go. Pumped for the show.
Now, you had a fish, I believe.
I did. I got out twice last week, which was good. Got out midweek, and we got sort of half a dozen fish on that trip. And got out on Friday, mate, just as the wind started to blow. And we were out there when it turned... When it went from south, and there was a little bit of west in it as well, which is often quite the wind that we look for to keep the barometer up. And we got a good one. We had the CEO of Garmin Products.
Oh, nice.
Out from the US, watches our show. And he said, I've never caught a snapper in my life and I'd love to catch one. And we got him a 6 kilo specimen. So
6 kilos?
6 kgs of Port Phillip Red.
I saw a picture. It looked like two. You're exaggerating.
It was a good fish, actually.
It was a good fish, mate. Yeah. Well done. And it was tough, wasn't it?
So. Very, very tough, mate. When we went out, I said to Theo, mate, a couple of days ago, we had to work hard. It was not a case of drop the rods out the side and let the baits go. It was rods out, rods back, rods out, rods back. Freshen the bait up.
Just checking
keep
all
them
the time.
Keep them floating through the water column. Keep the burley going out. Certainly working a lot harder now, Chuck, to get them to bite. Finding them, I don't think, is a problem because all the spots that I've got, I'm finding them. You're finding them stacked up. Water temperature's good. I've even found them... shooting into pods of burley. You see them actually attacking the burley. And, mate, I still can't get a bite, you know. But
well, you're not on your own, buddy. I've been talking to some guys that fish pretty heavily in Altona, and they reckon this season, it's not over yet, of course.
No.
Anything,
not by
you know, it's
long
like
shot.
It can just go bang, and the switch can be hit on. They reckon this is the quietest they've seen as far as numbers goes, as far as snappers. Now, personally, I don't like going out getting cricket scores anyway.
No.
You know, I just like to take a couple of fish
myself.
Yeah,
same.
But still, it's interesting hearing these guys say this because you think, okay, what's going on? Because as you said, the fish are there. We know the fish are there.
Yeah.
So I'm confused, you know, and they're biting, I believe, at unusual times, which makes it even more confusing.
There is. You are dead right, you know. Like we're moving into the last week of November and this is where I would – probably start to look at fishing afternoon and evenings. And if I'm not out there first light, to give myself an opportunity, I would be dead set looking at afternoon. And mate, I've got to tell you, I don't think the first light bite has really come on yet, you know.
We got the full moon today, actually.
It is a full moon today.
So normally that's good for sharks. So I personally hate it. I did have a charter book for today, and I cancelled it on purpose because I knew that's how much I just don't like the full moon for snapper.
Yep.
That's for snapper, of course. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm the same. Or snapper, I've always sort of found a couple of days after the moon seems to be when they work the best. So
mate, we're lucky because we have got some good weather coming up on the weekend.
We're starting off
with Saturday.
Yep.
Not strong heat wave, 22, but who cares? I mean, it's still got light winds, they're
saying,
21,
you
know, 5 nights.
Yep,
so what's the go? So what's
happening?
Yeah,
well, it's actually my pick, Chuck, would be Saturday morning. Unfortunately, I can't get out, but it's coming off the blow. That's when the barometer is going to change. The wind is west southwest, turning westerly, and it's very, very light throughout the day, mate. It's sort of 6 to 7 knots with a little bit of a spike at sort of in the evening, and then it stays west southwest all through Sunday before turning east northeast Monday. I would personally love to be able to get out there on Saturday morning and give it a crack first light, but in saying that, I'm going to go out there Sunday morning. Now, Sunday morning I like because there's a bit of west in the wind and it's overcast.
Yep.
So excited about those two things. I think I'm going to have an opportunity.
Well, mate, it gets better. The news gets better. Actually, on Saturday, we've got a tyre change at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. So you can't get any better, can you? Perfect. You've got the light winds, the big blow. I mean, we've had a massive blow.
Yeah. And it's coming off. Yeah. You're coming off the big blow. Yeah.
So you would think, so I am going out on Saturday morning with clients. I've got a full boat.
Yep.
And I'm going to actually go down to Mum Arthur. I've got a gut feeling that the fish will be there along the shipping channel as usual. You know, I looked at the diaries. And if I can't find any fish there, I will definitely head down towards Carrum from Rye. You know, I do that. 30 Ks, big deal. It's not hard at all.
Well, mate, I got my fish last week in between Carrum and Mordialloc. That's where I was. That side of it, I would definitely be fishing this time of the year. I would be fishing Carrum to Frankston, Frankston to Mornington. That side of it, I went out. I went out to the mark that we got. That's out wide, sort of Frankston 20 meters. Mm-hmm. And mate, they were stacked up down there. I went out there a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Could not get a bite. So.
The thing is, too, you've got to put the time on the water, too, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you
know, if you look at all the guys doing well, like the charter operators and that, and we'll be talking to Simon very soon from Red Hot Fishing Charters there, they put the time on the water. I mean, when you find the fish, you just follow the fish.
Yeah, you bet.
So, but look, good news. Saturday, as I said, 5:30, and also it's an ebb tide, so it's going to start running out. I like the ebb tide.
So do I.
I reckon it's the best tide.
My favourite tide to fish.
And of course, on Sunday, no different, just add an hour to it, because you always add an hour with the moon, So pretty good. I'm actually excited about Monday as well, because I was looking at the swell there, and there's no swell. It's like two foot.
Right.
So I have booked a few of my mates to Darren, how you going, buddy, to go down to Cape Shank and try to pull out a few crays. I'll show you the pictures, mate.
You're fishing Port Phillip. I'm sneaking around to the dark side. I've got a mark on the dark side where I want to. It's a good mark where I get sort of three species. I get anything from snapper to whiting to gummy.
Yep.
So I'm going to go out and have a crack there, see how we go. And I'll let you know how we go there. But the tide in Western Port is 3:30 high. Now, 3:30 low tide, then 9:30 high tide, and then it drains from 9:30. So I'm going to have a crack at gummy snapper, and then at the bottom of the tide, I'm going to have a crack at the whiting as well.
Sounds good. Now, we've got someone on the phone who knows a little bit about fish.
Yeah, he might be able to give us the word up on what's going on.
Yeah, Tom.
Tommy, you there, mate?
I'm here.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, very well. Just about to knock off, so the day's getting better.
Fantastic, mate.
Now, I was in the other day getting some beautiful bait off you, and I was having a good chat to your dad.
Yep.
He really gets excited, doesn't he?
He does. He's pretty passionate, especially when it comes to fish.
Yeah.
He's a good fisherman too. Good bloke, the old man.
Now, we'll have to get you guys in here.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely be up for that.
Not a problem. Before Christmas, we'll organise it.
Well, yeah, that'll be pushing it, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, come on. Come on, mate.
Come on, Tom. You're not going to tell us you're busy for Christmas, are you?
You're not going to. No. Who buys fish over Christmas?
Just turns on just a little bit in December.
Yeah, just so I can imagine.
Mate, I've got to say before we go any further, Dean, those bloody shoes again, mate. Anyway, we'll move on. Tommy, tell us, what have we got happening in the bay at the moment?
Well, it's been quiet, guys. I've had a lot of people telling me not much. To be honest, the reports I am hearing, shallow water, Seaford through to Mordialloc seems to be the go at the moment. A lot of guys heading out wide and just not getting the action, but anywhere from the sort of the 9 to 13 metre mark, there seems to be good school fish, plenty of pinkies. So I'd say that's where you'd be going.
So nothing out deep?
Well, I'm not getting a lot of action out deep at all from the guys I've been talking to.
I was going to go out deep on Saturday, mate, so I might stick to the shallow water then.
Well, this blow could have changed anything, but I've always felt that after a blow like this, the shallow water is definitely the way to go.
I agree, mate. And what's the bait of choice been, bud?
Anything oily, bloody, soft, so the souries, the mackerels, that sort of thing, the fresh pilchards, and the little scads have been absolute dynamite at the moment.
Yeah, so what have we got on offer there at the Big Fish Centre?
Well, we've had plenty of squid coming through, local calamari, local arrows, plenty of Tommy Ruffs. We've got slimy mackerel, yellowtail scad, plenty of fresh silver whiting. Fresh pilchards have been coming in every few days as well.
Yeah.
Any Australian salmon, mate?
Australian summer, we got some today. It's been hard to come by, so.
Save some for me, mate. So I'll ring you later.
No worries at all. So, yeah, so considering this blow and the weather we've had, the fish supply has been pretty good.
That's good. All right, so food-wise, now we're obviously you're coming up to Christmas, or what would be busier, Christmas or Easter for you?
Look, it's about the same in terms of the number of customers that you get through the door.
Yep.
It's very similar, but people tend to splash out a little bit more at Christmas.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting close to it. We're getting close to, you know, the business end now, as we say. So, you know, people want to order their Christmas crayfish, et cetera. Now's the time to order?
We start to take our orders on about the 8th or 10th of December.
Okay, so next couple of weeks.
By then we know what we're paying for things. We've sort of secured our supply and we can give people a fair idea, because there's nothing worse than coming in, ordering something, and then coming back Christmas week and see that the price has hiked from what it has been. So,
Tommy, what's your advice? I believe, and I know Charlie believes the same, and there's a lot of people out there that, mate, you are the best fishmonger on the peninsula. What's your advice for people who want to get in and buy seafood to have a seafood feast over the Christmas break?
Well, most definitely, come in and see us around about the 10th of December. See what we've got on offer. Put in your order. You've done a Christmas here before, Dean. You've seen it. You've got an order in. You walk straight past the queue, straight up, pick up your order, and you're out of there.
No, I've been lucky.
It's fair to say that seafood in my family anyway is. You know, the turkey days are gone, aren't they?
Mate, Charlie, we're like the Greeks. We do lamb and this, that, and the other. And both my kids said, we're doing seafood again this year, aren't we, Dad? Yeah. You know, so it's definitely a changing of the guard. And I believe that seafood is the way a lot of people are going as well. So you're saying get in early. So where are people going to come and find you, mate?
So we're on the corner of Astor Avenue and Frankston down Yenong Road in Carrum Downs. Mm. The Big Fish Market. Pop down and say g'day between now and then. But, yeah, most definitely come and see us around the 10th of December. Get your Christmas order sorted. Prawns, crays, oysters, crabs, bugs, crab legs, you name it, we'll have it all.
A lot of people coming to the peninsula over Christmas, as we know. A lot of people setting up now, Dean, with their caravans at Rosebud, etc. I've seen them, you know, as we speak.
Yep.
Your hours or your days, are they still going to be the same over the Christmas period?
Still the same. Yep. We still take our Sundays off. So Mondays we've got an early finish at 4:00. Tuesday through to Friday we're here till 5:30, and Saturdays we're here till about 3:00.
So you still go to the market and get your fish?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, so it doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
So it's not like you've got fish. But a lot of people think that, you know, you get your fish and you just put it in the freezer and you leave it there for 6 months. That's just that's a nonsense, isn't it?
Well, we'd be lucky to go 3 days with the same fish in our chillers.
There you go.
There you go.
Cool.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, mate. There you go, Tommy. And any special offers if people mention the show?
Look, most definitely come down and mention the show. We'll definitely look after you. We've got some beautiful extra large fresh cooked Queensland tiger prawns at the moment.
Mm.
They're normally going for about $45 a kilo, but come in and mention the show and we'll knock $5 off that.
Ooh, fantastic. There you go. So if they mention Bayside Adventures at the Big Fish Market on the corner of Astor Avenue. Astor Avenue in Carrum Downs, they don't need to ask for Tom, do they? They just walk in there and mention the show and we'll be right to go, yeah?
Yep. But I'd come in and ask for me, though. I'd be more than happy to look after them. Fantastic. That's not a problem.
Well, there it is. Thanks, Tommy. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Now, while we're on
by
the flavour.
By far, the best.
There's nothing like it on the peninsula.
Seriously, his food is insane. I had it last week. I stopped and got bait, and I said to him, I hate coming into this place, Tom, because I come in here for bait and I end up walking out with all this food, you know?
Yeah, but the bait that you get yourself is what you use.
Yeah, it's for consume.
So that just shows you how good it is. And that makes fantastic. We've spoken about this before.
Yep.
Now, while we're on the subject of seafood, obviously the big announcement this week were that, well, we knew it was going to happen, the closure of commercial netting now in Port Phillip Bay.
Yes, Charlie. This is a bugbear for you, isn't it?
Well, it is, because I don't believe that anybody owns the fish. That's my opinion.
I agree.
I believe the fish are there for everybody, and I believe that the commercial sector and the recreation, as you know, I'm on the fence here because I work for both of them. So I see what happens. I just can't believe they couldn't get together and work together about it. Now, commercial fishing and recreational fishers have always had this bug, you know, together. You know, you can't take out. It's always been the way.
Of course.
But not as big as it is now. It's, you know, so...
If people reckon it's tough to get a snapper now, just wait and see what happens when...
Well, that's my concern. Now, so my concerns now are this. Firstly, you know, we've just put a heap of Australians out of work.
Yep.
I don't feel right about that.
Yep.
That's not right. I know they're being paid, but still, we've got to look after our own, mate. Seriously.
Yep.
Secondly, I don't believe that a place like Melbourne should not have local seafood.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's out of control.
Could you imagine going to San Francisco, Dean, and going to that famous wharf there and walking up and saying, going up, I'll have some crabs, please. And they'll turn around and go, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to fish for crabs anymore because the fishermen told us we're not allowed to. Come on. Mm. You know, I'm serious. It's not right.
It's crazy. We've got some absolutely beautiful seafood restaurants here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And they're going to suffer because going to a beautiful seafood restaurant, unless you're doing all right for yourself, it can be an expensive episode.
Of course.
What's it going to be like now?
And the thing is, if the system wasn't sustainable, there's that word, don't you love it? If it wasn't sustainable, and the thing is, the science is telling us, it's not emotion you know, you do this, you do that. The science is saying it's sustainable.
Mm.
Why aren't we listening to the science?
Yeah, it's, mate. Decisions,
look,
mate.
The umpire has made the decision, and you've got to live by it. That's the way it is. We accept it.
Yeah.
We don't agree, we accept it. But the thing is, what really has got me worried, and this is the cruncher here. As you know, politicians come and go, mate. You and me will be catching snapper out of Port Phillip Bay and gummies, and they'll all be gone.
Yep.
These politicians that are in power now will all be gone, right?
100%.
So I can tell you now that someone else will step in and go, why aren't we supplying Melbourne with seafood, right?
Bet.
And they'll say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Let's tenderise it, put it up for tender, right? What happens then if someone from overseas, because it's all about the dollar, everything's a dollar, right, comes up and says, we're going to give you all this money if we get the licence to do it. So we could have a system where our own fish are caught by someone overseas and is sold to us
crazy.
By them.
Crazy.
And that can happen because don't say it can't. So that's, for me, that's the real concern. So hopefully I'm wrong. We'll have to wait and see.
Hopefully some sense prevails.
Well, I don't know about that. And sense has gone right out the window with this one.
Well, you know, sometimes it does take a little bit more for something to happen, which is correct.
Yeah.
Hopefully the same happens here because I love my fishing. People that know me know how much I love my fishing. It's a massive part of my life, and I've never, ever had an issue with the commercial sector. I think it's been, well, since they started to regulate it, it's been regulated. They're doing a good job, and I think it's stupid. I really do, but hey, that's just me.
We're not the umpires.
It's just me.
We listen to the umpires. Mm. You know one of the good things about the new Nissan Navara MP300?
Yeah.
It has a compass in the mirror.
There you go.
Have you seen that? You didn't even know about it, did you?
I did.
You didn't even know about it. He's
Charlie.
Got this weird grin at the moment. But no, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's very smart.
Mm.
And,
good car.
And you can turn it off. You just push the button on the mirror, and if it annoys you, because sometimes it can't do your head in, you'd be driving along.
Yeah, flicks around.
Yeah, it does. It's one of those things, mate. But now, we were talking about snapper before, and you know, no doubt that still snapper is the flavour of the century,
of course.
I suppose you could say. But I tell you, I've been getting some good reports over the last few days, particular on King George Whiting.
Mm.
Now, Queenscliff, the area between Queenscliff and the bite there at Point Lonsdale, not inside the marine park.
Yep.
We don't fish. We don't fish inside.
Don't fish inside the
marine parks. I know it's tempting, but we don't.
No, we don't.
You can park your boat just on those yellow things, but not inside.
That's right.
All right? In those areas, they're going really, really, really well on the ebb tide again, using fresh locally caught squid, which you can catch pretty easily, by the way, and the squid are still going quite well. That's awesome. Now, we were talking about the moon before. Remember the last time we were having this conversation? I think we had Red on the phone, and also Gwayne was here, and we're having discussions about the different times for King George Whiting when they bite, you know, in the afternoon for new moon and the full moon, and I think that's still the case, buddy. Yep. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yep. Full moon, new moon, afternoon bite.
Yeah,
I find that my, again, the ebb tide is my most successful tide. I've got a lot of the marks I've got are banks.
This is Western Port you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. They're banks, and I normally like to get there an hour or so before the bottom of the tide and ambush them as they're coming off the bank. So I've always found that to be the most, and it's a little window.
Mm.
Normally you'll get half an hour to 40 minutes, but hey, in half an hour to 40 minutes, you can put 30 of fish on the boat.
We're talking about we don't fill the boat up with fish. We just want to take a feed home for the family.
Mm.
Now, that ebb tide is important, isn't it? You know, the way I sort of explain
and
it to
speed,
people.
And speed of tide as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the water being washed off the banks and all the nutrients, you could say, being washed into the water and being pushed out.
Yep, yep.
And it's like the old salmon up the stream,
you
know, the fish sort of coming up the stream. I think that's what it is myself.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And with the moon, et cetera, being a full moon or a new moon, I've never, ever found them to bite anywhere other than late in that afternoon. It's as though they've been feeding all night because of that moon, you know?
Have you actually fished for King George Whiting at night?
I have, too.
I've done very well.
Yeah, I've done okay, too. And it's been the moon, when the moon's on.
Yep.
And I've also tried to do something about that theory to see is that theory right or wrong, and mate, every time, and I've done it a couple of times just to say, well, okay, I didn't get it last time, let me try it again this time, and I've never ever caught them after it's been a full moon or a new moon. So
it's an interesting thing, isn't it? And it's only comes with time, and also, I mean, I don't know about yourself, but I keep talking about the diary that you write down all the stuff, and you know, obviously as a charter operator, we have to log it anyway. You know, how many fish we catch, I do all that, how many people, all that sort of stuff, the bait, the location, the wind, and there is a pattern. And you
definitely
know, your patterns are always the same every year.
Definitely.
You might get up, you know, troughs. You'll get your troughs, ups and downs, where you catch fish, more fish than in the previous year, or they might be 1 or 2 weeks late or whatever. But in a jest of it all, it's very good to write down all this information.
Yeah, you bet. You bet, and refer back to it. It's 100%. I totally agree with you. But I used to do that with the mobile phones nowadays. You take a photo and it tells you the date
absolutely.
And the time. And
been deadly at times. You've got to watch that because you put on the internet, sometimes your date and like your GPS now, because you can have your GPS on your phone as well.
Yep.
And a few people have been caught out there. Yep. So just be careful when you're sending our photos onto Facebook, et cetera.
Yep.
Not to have any GPS settings on it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
People do look for that. They've got nothing better to do, you know, in their life, mate.
Yeah, Chuck, I mean, you know, how many times you've got friends and you'll put up a post, you know, and it might be of a snapper, or it might be of a whiting or gummy or whatever the case may be. And God, mate, I get so many emails and texts, coordinates, please, you know.
Oh, give me the mark. Can you imagine what I get? But you got to be nice about it. You can't get rude or anything. But you just tell them, look.
And I don't mind, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't mind giving away a mark to somebody, but. You know, I've given a mark to someone, and then you sort of go back to fish the mark, and you turn up and there's a boat sitting right on the mark, and I've never fished a mark, I've fished an area, you know, where you know that this person has been given this mark, right? Because they are sitting dead set, smack bang, on the mark, right? And you go, yeah, rightio, that's fine, and you stand around, you might find a spot, and then they abuse you and go, oh, what are you doing? You know, like, hang on, mate. I can tell you where you got that mark from. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Anyway, last few days, probably about the last 4 days, actually, the swell. I'm going to talk about the swell now.
Big swell, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's been up to 4 meters, easy.
Yeah.
That's big, man. And you know, we talk about it and joke about it a lot. That I can actually hear I'm lying in bed and my whole bed shakes.
Yeah.
And that's not because Helen's there. Well, that's another story.
Oh, you're average, mate. Seriously, you've got such a lovely wife, and you give her a flogging.
No, she's a beautiful wife.
She's a lovely lady.
That's a compliment, not anything else. But anyway, the swell has been massive, absolutely massive. Now, I spoke to I tried to get a surf report.
Yep.
And the guy said to me, you've got to be kidding. Anyone that would go out in that would be absolute loony goons.
In that swell?
Yeah. Yeah, so that just shows you how big and how I mean, the swell's one thing, but what we have is what we call a groundswell.
Yeah, that's the solid swell.
Yeah, man.
That's where you get the real waves, you know. Like and as a surfer, you know, I did a fair bit of surfing as a kid. We used to look for the groundswell, mate, because the groundswell is where you got the real waves. So.
They're huge.
Yeah.
It's a peninsula all the way down the shank. So the water, unfortunately, is still a little bit dirty, but I'm hoping, like as I said, on Monday to get down there and have a dive for a crayfish. Now, we're going to take a break.
Straight off there.
Now, talking about good blokes,
you
got Mick from Ozfish TV packing them down. There you going, mate?
Hello.
How are you?
How are you, Mick?
Good, guys. What's happening?
How's your arm? So you're painting your new shop?
Yeah, mate. Huh? One is covered in paint, and so is my hat and my sunglasses.
Do you know that women see those sort of things, you know, the spots over the face and the you know, the shorts and all, they get really, really, really happy and excited.
That's where the tradies get delayed.
Mick, if you could see the look on my face, mate. Seriously, this guy. Oh, wow.
Mate, I'll tell you what, at the moment, building this new shop, I'm a unqualified plasterer, painter, electrician, carpenter. It's all happening here, mate.
That's pretty good. I'm excited. Now, we'll talk about that in a sec. Firstly, I want to know, now, we've got Dean here. I keep telling me about how good Western Port is. I know that you're a Western Port Fisho 100%. Because you
hate
Port Phillip Bay, but I changed your mind.
I don't hate it. I did fish it as a child, but I do sort of despise it a little bit.
you hate Port. Is that Port Phillip we're talking about?
Yes, mate. Yes. All right, so give us a rundown, mate. What's been going? And I know one particular big silverfish that people want to know about. What's been happening there?
Yeah, look, mate, the mulloway. It's been insane with the mulloway. I've been spinning out and seen report after report coming in and crying because I can't get out because I've been in the shop. But I know, obviously, everyone pretty much knows Coronella is the hot spot for them. And there's another few areas that a few people have been trying to keep secret. I won't say where it is, Elizabeth Island, because you could upset a few people.
Okay, don't say
it. I launched my boat at Paterson River. Yeah. They reckon it's near there, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't even need to launch a boat there, mate. Just straight off the dock.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, look, there's been a few gummies caught. I've been away up at Lake Tyre doing the fishing.
I saw that. Group. Saw that.
Yeah, that was a really fun trip.
Yep.
So we got to see an 8-foot bronzy coming off the beach.
Nice. Wow, very good.
That was a really good fish, and we got bit off a couple of times on the old game rods. Get my mates to paddle baits out for me because I didn't want to get wet.
How's everything going? Have you been filming or?
Yes, mate. Yeah, we're probably 3/4 of the way through filming season 4.
Mm.
It's been a tough winter, I must admit. What do you reckon, Charlie? Oh, yeah, you've been going with
absolute
it.
Crazy, absolute crazy. And you know the thing is that this type of weather is really good to edit, but. You have to have something to eat.
You've got to have content.
Yeah.
I reckon this type of weather is good to eat it as well. Forget about editing. There's nothing to eat.
True. Look, we've had to work hard, and every fish we caught has been worth it and makes us really appreciate it while we go fishing.
Yeah, so. You bet. Mm. You bet. And you get that happens, Mick. Sometimes when it comes so easy, you get bored. You know, it's almost like someone says, let's go fishing, you know, I can't be bothered. There's just no challenge in it, you know what I mean? So
yeah, well, it's definitely a challenge in Victoria.
Wasn't yeah, you it? Bet, mate, you bet.
All right, so what other fish? Are the whiting and flathead, for example, they're around in Western Port?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard much about the flathead. I mean, except for the little ones, but I don't really class them as flathead. I just class them as pests.
Yeah.
We do, mate, get very, very large flathead in Port Phillip Bay. Did you know that?
Oh, I've heard it was Bass Strait, but here, there, everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
But the whiting.
Charlie, I have seen you pull a couple of whoppers out, so I can't deny that.
Yeah.
Look, the whiting, I've seen don't some really good head, reports man. Around Turidon, around Quail Bank, off the whiting.
Yeah.
Sitting in about 6 to 7 metres and just using half pickets.
Yeah, up along the spit too, mate. There's been some good ones up and down along the spit as well.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me every year. That's one of the major hotspots.
Yeah.
All right, now, mate, tell us, obviously I know, but a lot of people still don't know, new location, you're teaming up with a few people.
Adam
as well.
Davey from Davey Marine.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, he's just taken on a Honda dealership, and he was getting way too much work in and had to relocate, and so did I. and we've decided to join forces, and we've moved just up the road from where we both were. There's 100 Bald Hill Road, Pakenham. It's actually the old Crocs Play Centre, if people in the local of the area would know it.
Yep.
And it is 1,220 square metres of marine and fishing.
Wow. Okay. So that was a Honda Marine dealership that he's taken on.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Yeah, great engine.
So we're going to be doing electronics, outboard servicing. We're going to be selling Brooker boats.
Yeah. I mean, Adam's a gun with electronics. I mean, I can remember when I was doing some stuff with him, he just blew me away what he knew.
Yeah, what he does is he does it right the first time.
He was in the Navy.
Very, very good at what he does.
He was in the Navy, I believe.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him. I don't know.
I think he was naval.
I know he used to work in aeroplanes. I know that.
Yeah, so very smart man. Very smart man.
No, he's very switched on.
So when's he open, mate?
He sort of takes up the slack for me because I'm not switched on.
Yeah. Does this mean we're going to see... Go on, sorry.
We're hoping the opening's going to be late next week. Yeah. But we're going to be having the grand opening probably a week after that. Charlie, I believe you'll be here for it.
I will definitely come, mate, and we'll talk about that on the show for sure.
Excellent.
And does this mean we're going to see you on a boat?
Sorry?
Does this mean we're going to see you on a boat?
On a boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, you definitely see me on a boat, on my Brooker boat, that is.
That's what I'm saying, you know, teaming up with your Honda motor.
Yes, well, I'm working on that at the moment, just on
the boat,
but yes.
Good on you,
mate. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Awesome, man. Mm. I mean, I wish you, you know, the thing is with these guys, Dean, they really give it a crack, eh?
Yep.
I love seeing guys giving it a crack.
Mm.
We're giving it everything we've got, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The old store's on a 50% off sale at the moment, so there's only 2 days left, and there's not much left to go.
Okay.
What was that?
Your whole style.
The old shop. We're just clearing everything out so we can. I don't really want to carry it down here.
Okay. So you've got a 50% sale going on at where?
Pack and Tackle in Pakenham, 63 Bald Hill Road.
Okay. And when do you expect
that? We'll go for Saturday.
Saturday. Fantastic. There you go, listeners.
Heard it first.
And what sort of stuff do you have left?
I think we've got about 3 rods, 5 sinkers, a couple of swivels, and a few little...
So you're pretty much sold out.
So you've sold.
We've been cleaned out. We don't have any reels left. All the big stuff. But if there's a lot of braid, and you know how expensive braid is, when you're looking at, you know, $50, $60 for braid, and it's down for $20, $30, that's a pretty good saving.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. All right, we're going to let it go there.
Yeah, no.
I will see you, and you're going to remind me when that is, because I'll forget the opening.
Yeah, mate, I'll bring it.
We'll come down, and I might do a bit of recording there, and... talk about it on the show, and it's all exciting stuff for that side of town, for Pakenham. It needs it. It needs
certainly
it.
Certainly does.
You know?
Yeah, it really does.
Mate, I'm pretty certain you do okay. Hang in there. You're doing a great job, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Ben.
Good on you, mate.
All right,
see you, mate.
Take care.
Bye.
Take it easy, lads.
There you go. So it's exciting
You're not wrong, mate. They're battlers. So yeah. They do well, and you always respect people like that. So,
absolutely.
Now, Chuck, during the break, we had a caller call us. His name's Raz. He's fishing off the Rye Pier.
Yep.
And he's telling us that he's getting he's a good fair share of flathead there, and he's getting some, mate, you might go down for this,
Aussie salmon on lures. Salmon.
Mm.
They are my favourite.
Raz, if you're listening.
Good on you, mate. Well,
call in.
For ringing.
We'll be down there to pick those Australian salmon up. Mate,
do you know the good thing about that is we actually know today for sure that 2 people are listening to the show.
Great.
So that's been pretty positive.
Yeah, it has. It has.
We had another call before.
Chuck, we're better than 2. Please.
So, but what we will do with the future, we will definitely have call.
We will have giveaways, mate.
We'll have call back, a lot of giveaways, and the giveaways will blow you away. We've got a lot of support here, mate.
This is a community radio station. We like to engage our community, and we're thrilled, guys. If you guys are out there listening to our show and you want to call in, please feel free to call in and have a chat with us. You know, we're always open to talking to people because that's what we're all about. Charlie and I are just 2 average guys who love what we do, enjoy the outdoors. We want to share it with everybody. So, we're rapt to know that people are listening to our show.
Absolutely. Now, mate, how good was Bindi Irwin? Did you see any of the footage?
She's done a terrific job, hasn't she?
She has, mate.
And
good to see. You know, yesterday on the news we were seeing that she won, and the actual excitement in her face and family is fantastic.
Lost her father, probably one of the most crucial time, points in her life, and she's bounced back, and you can see that she hasn't got over it. You know what I mean? And I don't think you ever do, mate.
I was a bit annoyed with some people too, carrying on about that. You know, they're saying, "Oh, well, she shouldn't be treated any different because her father died." Please, all this, you know, the usual crap you hear.
Yeah, it's
get off it. You know, she's done awesome. She's done awesome. We should be
so
proud.
Well done, Bindi Irwin. You've made Australia proud, and you know what? I also take my hat off to her mother. Her mother, who is an
Absolutely.
American,
yep.
Who calls Australia home and loves Australia. So there you go, mate. We certainly live, I've said it every single time and I will continue to say it, we live in the best country in the world.
We do,
mate.
Without really a doubt. No doubt about it.
Now, mate, what about something that, some stuff that we've seen on Facebook? I've got to tell you, I got something sent to me, kingfish being taken off Mornington Pier.
Wow.
And it's video and I've posted it on my Snapper page.
Yeah.
And there's guys actually hooking them in the video there. It's incredible. Now, you get down to that neck of the woods probably a little bit more than I do, Chuck. I mean, what's going on, mate? Kingfish being taken off Mornington Pier. What do you reckon is causing that?
Well, I mean, the kingfish have been getting better. Since what actually happened earlier on, they had a thing called the kingy traps, right? And what they were doing is they were actually trapping the large kingfish and they didn't breed. Simple as that. And I can remember I remember it like yesterday, Dean. 2003, we used to go to Marimbula every year and we'd go to Morori Point there with Ashley, and I've got it all on video, mate. Had some fantastic times there.
Yep.
Wasn't into the pro stuff then. It was just fishing, right? But still filmed. You know, that's where I basically got the bug from. And I can remember, 2002, they were just under. And then in 2004... it was like someone hit this switch and they were all size all over and they were thick as. And I think it's just an evolution now of what's happening in New South Wales. It's coming down the Victorian coastline.
Yep.
A few years ago, I did see quite a few kingfish at Sorrento.
Yep.
I was fishing late in the evening and I actually had a mako around the boat.
Yep.
And the mako was chasing the kingfish that were there. So it's an evolution. You know, one thing brings in another.
Yeah, you bet.
A lot of people don't realise how close sharks get in the night time. I tell you, they get in pretty close.
Yeah, you bet.
So the answer to your question, I think it's just getting better and better and better and better. And I'm excited to see this year about the kingfish, as we all know, in the rip. Now, while we're talking about that, VR Fish have put out a program at the moment.
Mm.
A bit concerned because there was talk last year that a lot of the guys were abusing it and were in the shipping channel, as we know. And, you know, causing havoc with the captains because these things can't stop.
Yeah, you bet.
Right? That's just stupid, guys.
I heard that a big ship like that takes up to 20 kilometres to pull up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So if you reckon you're going to anchor in a channel and a boat is going to swerve,
it ain't going to happen. So there is a concern, and VR Fish have got this program out at the moment. Got an email, and we just got to sort of working with them about that, and hopefully try to get. It's all about education. I don't think anyone means to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, some people do, and it's because of those people that do the wrong thing, the rest of us suffer.
Yeah.
And if we lose that fishery, it'd be an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, the charter operators are doing really well from it. Us TV people go down there and do. Yeah. I mean,
you're actually, when you talk fishing channel, you're talking the channel in the rip.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's the main shipping channel. Mm. They're getting in there and jigging or life baiting or whatever and causing a havoc. Now, last year...
And they give you fair warning too, don't they? They come out, they give you fair warning to move out of the way of the oncoming boat.
Well, you know the program that's out at the moment, Steer Clear. Everyone's heard of it.
Yep.
You see it on Channel 31 all the time, for example. And that's basically steering clear from, you know, anchoring in the channel and all that sort of stuff. And they actually had a boat dedicated, just swimming, driving around, just telling people to move while the ships would come. And that's crazy, you know, but for safety, I suppose you've got to have it.
Yep.
But imagine the money that's costing us.
Yeah, crazy.
So when you're going down there, just think about it. It's like, I don't know what happens to fishermen sometimes in their heads. It's just the common sense just goes and they just think fish, fish, fish. It's a little bit like, you know, the snapper at the moment when the fish are on, you see some images of boats that are
just
littered
some
with snapper.
Silly, silly things,
and
mate.
They think that they're so good and they're not. It's just stupid. And I'm sorry to say, you are stupid when you do things like that because we can two things here. We've got the green movement, and, you know, I'm not saying anything against the green movement. We've got to have green movements to some degree.
Yep.
But they don't like that sort of stuff.
No.
And they will try to stop the fishery.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, so you've got to really be careful on your photos that you put up on the internet. It's so important. But getting back to the kingfish, mate, I believe that it's just the bay now and everything, really. I mean, you're looking at Portland, for example. Look at the tuna there. The fishery in Victoria is just getting better. It's a good thing. The only thing we've got against us, of course, as you know, is the damn weather.
Okay.
But our fishery is fantastic.
Now, I'm going to ask you something because you spend time in the water. You love diving. I've started to do it. I'm enjoying it. You've been in and out of the water a lot. What does a healthy bay bring with it?
Well, the first thing I'll answer that, when, and this is no secret, I put this on TV, right? You got a bit of a smile. Is this a trick question?
No. No.
I'm talking about when the scallop guys are working. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
When it brings with it?
Yeah.
Oh, the food.
And what about predators? What is it?
Sharks. Of course.
Do you think...
Absolutely.
...with such a healthy bay...
Yeah.
Let's face it, we have got a damn healthy bay now.
Yeah.
And all this talk about sharks and this, that and the other, is Port Phillip Bay going to be affected by more sharks coming in now?
I think that's happening.
Now, let's make something clear.
Yeah.
This is an opinion.
That's right. All our stuff's opinions, you know, at the end of the day. And I think we're qualified to talk about it.
Yep.
We're on the water a fair bit.
Yep.
I think that the shark problem, particularly, obviously we're talking great whites here, let's just face it, is a problem everywhere, and that's because they're coming in close at the feet. I believe that, right? So if you have a situation where you've got schools of trevally or kingfish, or of course, you're going to have sharks, you know. Now, having said that again, let's just look at it from a, you know, common sense here. No one, and I'll say it again, no one has ever been killed by a great white shark
being taken
in Port Phillip Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good stat.
Massive.
You know, I mean, when you think about all the people that have been killed on the road, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, of course, I'm just giving stats out.
Yep.
Not bad at all. Probably one day it will happen. I don't know. But we can't sort of live our lives. It's
in
a little
fear.
Bit like the terrorists, yep. I suppose you could say, right? Just changing it a little bit.
Mm.
We can't sort of live our lives under the table, scared and wondering what's going to happen.
Yep,
and we have to get out there and enjoy the water. Mm. And I will continue to dive.
Yep.
Jay Furness, did you know Jay Furness a few years ago actually was circled? He was diving for crayfish in 4 metres of water.
Yep.
Just off my back beach there. And when I say my back beach, because it is my back beach.
Yep.
Number 16 around that area there with his mate, and he got circled by a great white. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. He'll tell you about it. Actually, he might pop in next week. I'll get him to pop in. I interviewed him, and actually did interview. I'm talking about a serious interview. I put the camera on the tripod and spoken to him about it, and you could see the fear in his eyes. But, you know, I said to him, Jay, you know what, mate? I said, if that shark really wanted you, you wouldn't be standing here now. And, again, statistics, I'm big on that. Every single shark attack that I know about and that I read about, of course, because I do study these things.
Yep.
The shark was not seen prior to the attack.
Yep. Surprise attack.
Okay.
Yep.
They're just so quick.
Predator.
They are.
Right? Staked it out.
So he circled the guys.
Yep.
And just looked and was
curiosity.
Yep.
That's all it was.
And he swam off. You know?
Off,
but of course, you still poop your pants, wouldn't you?
Woo!
You know, big time. And I've pooped my pants a few times. I've been, you know, just... Seven girls, you don't know. When you look at it, a big, you know, I'm talking over 100 kilo seven girl in, you know, 6 metres of water coming towards you, it looks a little bit like a great white.
Yep.
And I have known to walk on water because I thought it was a great white. And my uncle once was fishing and he said, man, you should have seen you. And I worked it out that it was a seven girl because it turned on the side and I counted 1, 2. But my heart rate.
Yeah.
And that's probably the worst thing because they reckon they pick up on your heart rate and
fear. They pick up on fear.
And they come to you. But anyway, look, it's got to happen one day, I suppose, mate. There is a lot of sharks in the bay. I said to you the other day, we were sitting just outside the rip fishing for sharks.
Mm.
Sorry, inside the rip. And we definitely stand at a lot of snapper coming through. That's why I reckon it's going to be a late season. And I know it's a snapper. I've actually got it in the car. Next week, remind me, we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yep.
The jaws of the actual snapper.
Yep.
We brought in the seven gill and he gurgitated a snapper head.
Yep.
Like a fresh one, you know, like. And I said to the guys, these sharks, I think 9 sharks, that's a lot of sharks.
Yeah.
They're not here to say g'day, Charlie.
Yep.
They're here to feed on the snapper coming through.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure there's bronze whalers, you know, there's great whites, all those sharks will come through to feed, and it's a cycle thing. As you know, we talk about the cycle thing all the time. And quickly, before we're running out of time, just to give you an idea on gummy sharks, many, many years ago, Brendan Wing and myself were approached by the Melbourne Aquarium. I think I might have spoken to you about this before, but it is a fascinating story. And what was happening is their gummy sharks were disappearing. And they would come in, and the gummy sharks were gone. And all the other grey nurses and the 7 ghouls, they were still in the aquarium. This is the aquarium now, that's there now, right? And they put a video recorder in there, and they actually filmed the other sharks eating the gummy sharks.
Mm.
So we know now that these predators, where you find gummy sharks, you'll find 7 ghouls and you'll find bronze whalers and so on. So there is a food chain. I'm a big believer in it. To answer your question, yes, there is a lot of sharks in the bay.
There is 100%.
Yep.
So
yep.
It is a very healthy bay. We sit here, we gloat about it, but, you know, you just got to be a little bit careful. That's also.
Now, something a little bit different than fishing before we go, I must say, we've got a few more minutes, haven't we?
Yep.
Yep. I saw in the news yesterday, violence against women. Women. Yeah. Mate, it's
crazy.
The guys that are out there that think that's, you know, macho, think again, because you're not. You're just a coward.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, anyone touches my wife or my daughter, they're going to know about it. There is no way known I accept anything like that. It's just the way we've both been brought up, Dean.
100%.
You know, if you've got a problem with your woman, you talk about it.
There's no place for that in our society, mate. And
yep.
Good on the people who stand up for it. And
absolutely.
And I totally agree with you, mate. The people that do it need to think again. So
absolutely.
Mate, I reckon we are just about out of time.
Been a good week.
Has. We'll be back again next week.
Now, it's going to be exciting because we're actually going fishing on Saturday.
We are.
I can't wait.
You're in the gay bay and I'm in the good
bay. We'll see what comes up trumps.
We will.
It's a bet.
It is.
Until next time,
I'm Dean.
I'm Charlie.
See you next week.